Hilch, are you putting your camera on?
All right, calm yourself.
Oh, there he is. That's scary.
Look at him in all his glory.
You're all right to go live looking like that, are you?
Oh, for fuck's sake, do you want to put a t-shirt on? Hang on.
Put some clothes on.
Put a tie on.
Put clothes on.
I'll be back in a minute. Here he comes. What's he got on? I bet he's got something stupid on, hasn't he? Come in with a shirt and tie on. No. That's better. There we go.
Yeah, does that make you feel better?
Better.
Yeah. Much better. Beautiful.
There we go. Are we ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
I'm going live in 3, 2.
Wait.
Too late, we're live.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Seal Podcast, episode number 99. I am joined, I can literally do this looking at the screen here. I'm joined on my left by Dave.
Hello.
On my right by Pilch.
Hello.
Silence is not golden, Pilch, in the world of podcasting. Yeah, always the professional. And down below me, just to the off to the left, is Neil.
It's not how it looks on the stream.
No, it's not how it looks on the stream. It's how it looks on my screen. I've got Craig on there as well. You're in the back row with Craig.
In the cheap seats.
So we're back off. So we're doing the stream. This is a live show we're doing on, it's Saturday, right? This at the 22nd hour, or 23rd and 24th hour of our Extra Life stream, which we all did over the last 24 hours-ish. Yep. And so we'll just crack on with the show and cover all that stuff. I am going to just jump past quite a bit here. Fantasy League, I don't think we need to talk about the Fantasy League. There's nothing more really.
It's all been bad, let's be honest.
Yeah, we'll come back to that next week. And Seal Twitch and Discord, I mean, that's all business as usual. So first off, let's just talk about Extra Life, where we are with that. Do we have a number? Because we set a target at $200.
That's one thing I didn't add on here, wasn't it?
Yeah,
370, wasn't it?
370.
Yep. 370. So we've broken way through that, nearly doubled it. So I'd just like to say on behalf of all of us, thank you to everyone who donated. And you did us proud. That's way better than I expected. That's fantastic. So
that's
so
amazing.
Good. Yeah. Really good.
Live editing going on here.
Oh, nice. So we'll come Extra Life, we'll come back to that. Well, I mean, we're in the middle of Extra Life, so do we have any emails or tweets, or are we straight in with
we have
just
a tweet
stuff?
From a regular tweeter.
Yeah, I saw that. Nothing else, is that all we have?
Well, I literally went out like an hour before, and it's all abnormal, so yeah, that's
I'm fine with that. I'm gonna, like I said to the lads, my fucking back for blood zombie killing lad buddies, that we're going to try and just keep it to time tonight. So we have just Stuart's tweet, which is fine. Stuart Cullen, friend of the show, says, in a week that had 7 days ending in a Y,
what?
Will the new Stadia feature letting you join a friend's game without an invite just highlight if they are really your friend, if you're having to join uninvited? Or could it be a game changer and not just save Stadia, but friendship too? Could it?
All right, when it gets to the point that he's actually taking the piss out of his own questioning, I think that's where we need to draw a line under it.
Yeah, I think it's maybe a little bit thin pickings this week. Hey, Stuart?
He's always in there straight away.
Let's not discourage him. God forbid.
I do think my phone like recognizes that I say Stadia quite a lot, so I actually get quite a lot of Stadia news like on my phone now.
Don't read it though, do you?
I do. I did read this bit.
Oh, did you? All right, Dave. Okay, Dave's our expert for this question. Come on then. Right, we'll all be quiet. Everyone quiet.
Yeah, I actually thought the same as Stuart. I was like, well, why? Like, are you just sneaking into other people's games and just like just mess with them? And then, like, yeah.
What it's for, isn't it?
Yeah. But yeah, it was a bit of a weird. Because there's a website 9to5 Google that has a lot of the Stadia stuff on it, and it was like the news was so light, it was like, ooh, you can now just invite yourself to friends' games in game. Weird.
How much different is that from what we have now? Like, because you can join game, right? There's an option to join game, and you can either join a person's game or you can't. Is this any different, or?
Don't know. It didn't really say about any specific games. Like, I'm guessing
this isn't one of their exclusive game features, is it? Like, just for their exclusive game.
I don't know.
Like the last one was, whatever that was.
I don't know.
I didn't read that much. I don't know if it's going to be the game changer.
Well,
then,
I don't know. How did we feel about joining each other's games on Black for Blood earlier?
Apart from my difficulty,
it worked all right, to be fair.
In the end, and then we started to play games. And we're like, oh, we're all shit at this game anyway. So,
right, but just join. But it was easy just to select join game and you jump in as long as your friend.
How do you
as
talk
as
to people on Stadia? Is there? I don't know. Is there like a sort of a sleek Nintendo style interface for Stadia chat, or is it all integrated like it is on Xbox? I don't know.
I don't know. Fraser's the only one that's used it to any degree.
I don't know. All right. If no one's got anything to add to Stadia, then I'm going to shut her down.
Shut her down.
In that chamber. You've beaten me into submission with that one, Stuart, I think. although I think I'm just going to get beaten into submission by anything tonight. I'm a bit knackered after doing that. I didn't really do much.
When was the last time you were up till 2 in the morning?
God knows.
Like a police lineup, yes. Thank you, please. Thank you.
Right. Let's. Okay. So, what have we been doing, Neil?
What have I been? I've done nothing.
Nothing.
Apparently, I've been being moody. I don't know what that's about. I didn't put that on there.
That's when you told me to go fuck off.
Well, you'll be a dick.
If you have nothing to add to that, then I've had a week because my family's been away in the UK, so I was away last week. I missed the show last week because I was taking them
to
the airport.
I've just got to interrupt you because I believe that Stuart Cullen may actually be in the chat.
Oh yeah,
this is a new feature, obviously on the Seal podcast, that we have people in the live chat. And he says there's way too much Stadia chat on this cast. Where's the Luna love?
The Seal Podcast Live is like a police lineup. Yeah, that's why he said that. Okay.
Oh, he didn't say that. That was Stinky Pooh that said that. Oh my
God. Stinky said that. Cool dressing gown. This is not a dressing gown. This is a jumper.
Loken jacket.
Loken jacket.
He's throwing me now. Where were we? What was I about to talk about?
I don't know. You were talking about some old bollocks.
Oh, yeah. So I've been on my own all week. So actually, it's been all right. It's been nice to have a break from everyone.
Walking around
those.
Your pants all day.
No, I just, you know, the funny, bizarre thing is I've been just as, you know, you're just as busy. I have a job and I have things to do around the house. And like, I don't live like a slum lord. You know, I don't live in a slum. I clear up after I eat and do the washing up and shit. And I got a dog to take out every 2 hours. So it hasn't been.
So everyone of course.
It's just been quiet, you know, it's just been quiet, which has been nice. So, but yeah, so one of the things that I did get to do, though, was to sit and watch some more thrilling television that my wife definitely would not watch. So I binged and finished Midnight Mass on Netflix, which I really enjoyed it because I binged it. I highly recommend it if you're into a little bit of sort of suspenseful horror. It's not hardcore, but the guy who's done it, actually, his direction is really good. It was really, really well shot. The main guy in it is really good. And the story, and I just thought the story was quite clever in a way. And I'd really like to talk about it to someone, but I don't want to spoil it either. So,
what's that on?
That's on Netflix.
Okay. 18, oh, Midnight, I'm guessing.
Midnight Mass. Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Right.
For sure. But yeah, it was good. It's good. Probably about 7 minutes.
He was asking, has your dog behaved himself?
Has my dog behaved himself? Yeah, he has. Look at, oh, actually, do we want this? Because I was doing this last night. We were doing Samson cam, weren't we? So let's see.
We need to set up another cam.
Look. There he is. He's on the sofa there.
Oh. He knows when he's being watched.
Oi! Oi!
I'm surprised he hasn't started attacking the screen.
What are you doing? Look at the state. Oh, yeah. You can see here. It didn't take. I don't know what that is there. You can see. What's that? I don't know. Yeah, look at this. See, you can hear. See, it took me about. One day, I could do this to get the duvet in here. That's my duvet that I brought down.
So you've literally been sleeping there.
I've been.
What was that you were saying about not being a slum?
It's just a duvet. There's no mess down there, and you certainly won't find any plates and cups. But just I have been enjoying things. I know. I can tell you that I've been having some great afternoon snoozes down here. It's been very nice.
Working from home, have you been, Fraser?
I do. Well, I defer any nap talk to Neil.
King, I only do that when I'm on mic. I have to snooze when I'm on the mic in the Discord chat. And then no one can hear me when I rejoin a chat like 2 days later because I've been muted.
So that's pretty much what I've been up to. I'd like to say I've been up to no good, but I've been very well behaved. Dave, what about you?
Not a lot. More illness in the household. Little one had a sickness bug. So that was Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Oh, dear.
No. But I've been working in the office as well. So when I've not been.
As in the work office?
As in the work office. So I've been going in. So, yeah, which is a bit weird. So, you know, not sleeping much and then going in. That's weird, but fun. So I've been working home, I think, every day bar about 3 or 4 days since last year. I've been working at home. To going in the office for 3 days, and I went to the pub for one of those lunches as well, because the pub's just around the corner, which was nice. No drinking, just having a meal.
Nice.
But yeah, it was a nice change, and then meeting up with people and stuff, and nice to sort of get out the missus hair in the day. But other than that, I've been catching up because I've still got Disney Plus because I forgot to cancel it last month, so. I realised I hadn't watched Mandalorian Season 2. So I've been watching that. And it's a really good science fiction western. It is still a western.
Yep.
But it's, I should have watched that to start with. I don't know why I got it.
Before you paid for another month.
Yeah, no, I definitely cancelled it. So it's going to be gone in 3 or 4 days. But it was weird how it subscribed, because I subscribed, first of all, with a credit card that I'd set up through Revolut app as a virtual one, and then cancelled it straight away so it couldn't renew. But then I renewed, then I got Disney Plus again because I think they wanted to watch Cruella, and it was cheaper to get Disney Plus for a month and not buy it through Amazon Prime.
Mm-hmm.
And it added it as a subscription for my Amazon account, which I didn't know Amazon...
It's charged through Amazon.
It's charged through Amazon, and then it subscribes for it. In Amazon, your Amazon account, there is a subscription page where I didn't know existed until I took a few hours to actually find out
how. Yeah, I've seen that. But I think I saw something similar with when I had Apple Plus. It was through Roku, so it was through through a Roku account. They do some sort of third party accounting stuff.
Yeah,
occasionally.
I'm sure. I swear they try and hide it so that you can't work out if you're not.
You've missed that you haven't cancelled it.
Yeah, yeah. Or you know, you don't know how to cancel it. But very strange. And that's about it, really. I was trying to think. And yeah, no, I've apart from and then catching up with sleep. And being in the office is actually quite tiring, a lot more tiring than I realised.
So there's other people you've got to deal with, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, and you can't just nip off for a cigarette or, yeah. Yeah, it's a bit weird, but, yeah, nice to see everybody.
Sort of,
yeah.
All right, Pilch, what you got going on then?
Not a lot. Right, Tumble Dry news.
Yes, Tumble Dry news, yeah.
Told you last week that the door fell off the tumble dryer. One of the screws come loose that was screwed into that cheap plastic crap and it wouldn't tighten back up. So I phoned up and said, can you come and repair me tumble dryer, please? So we had an engineer in. Yes, I don't even know what day it is now. Is it still Saturday? Right, yesterday.
Still Saturday, okay. Yep.
Okay. Comes in, gets his screwdriver out. Does a bit
of
screwing.
Oh, what an engineer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's obviously a pro.
Yeah, I can't get that screw back in, he says. Oh, shit, mate. That's what I've called you, because I couldn't get a fucking screw back in. Oh, we'll have to, we'll have to just see. Because if it comes in more than one part, you have to send an engineer back to put it all together and then fit it. If the door comes in one piece, we'll just post it to you, and you can fit it yourself.
Yeah, that was what you wanted before, wasn't it?
Sorry?
That's what you asked before.
Yeah, if they could send it as one whole thing with the hinge, I'll just bolt the hinges back on. It's not a problem. But apparently, the door comes in five pieces.
Oof.
The plastic surround is a bit, the drum, the glass, all comes separate. They have to assemble it. So I said, I am not fucking doing that. You can bring it in, do it yourself, thank you. If I put that together and it ain't right, who's going to cop for it? Oh, sorry, sir. I haven't been put together properly. So
yep.
He's coming back next Thursday to put it back together. So that's that. I don't think I've done nothing. Just been preparing for
consumer for professional event.
Nah, that's all I've done, I think. Oh, Jack, my boy passed his driving test.
Oh, Tuesday. Congratulations.
Good. Okay. Haven't seen him since.
Has he borrowed your car yet, or has he got his own?
He's got his own car. He's had his own car.
He's not driving
the
TT, then, though.
He's not driving the TT, no.
I'll keep it ticking over.
He's pretty much been out.
he's been out every day, or every night, since he passed. And he come in yesterday, about 4 o'clock. I'm driving to Norwich from Chelmsford. It's a long way for a lad that's only passed his test 3 days before. So off he went.
It's not to have one of those no black box or anything from insurance, right?
No. Telematics.
Mm. So off he went. So I told Lisa, Jack's gone off to Norwich. Oh, that's another thing I've got to worry about, you guys. It should have took him about an hour and 45 minutes, and I phoned him after 2.5 hours, and he still weren't there. And then he picked his girlfriend, not girlfriend, up from university and brought her back here. Same night.
I wonder why it took him more than an hour and a bit to get home. Hey.
So he's off and up and running. So he's been waiting for a year because he was ready to take his test a year ago, but he just couldn't book a test. So
did he have to do like the theory? Was he already on the theory before he practicalised?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, he done that. Success. Yeah, you have to do that first, and that does theory that still test, last 2 years.
All right.
If you haven't passed your test after 2 years, you have to take another theory. Same as the motorbike when you do your CBT and that sort of stuff is. Your paperwork only lasts for 2 years and you have to do it all again. But he's passed and he's driving, so don't really see him. Although he's upstairs now playing on his PC, but nice of him to get out. And yep. He's been picking Daisy up, he's been dropping me off places, so perfect. That's all I've got, I think.
Is there any excuse to get out in the car? It's like, oh, I'll drive you.
Pretty much. Well, he works Tesco's in the phone shop, and it is literally 3-minute walk. You drove there this morning.
Of course. Good for him.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all we've been doing, so that's a little bit of good news. So.
Okay. Well, if that's that, then let's crack on with Extra Life and what we did. I suppose maybe we just go in order of the show. Is that going to work?
That seems to work sensible.
So we started off. My time yesterday was 7 p.m., which was 11 p.m. your guys' time. Started off, Valorant was the order of the initial order of the day, of course. Who was playing? I was playing with Matt and
I think it was just
Matt and I to start, and then you were in the call, and then Sean joined us as well. It was good. We played some good games, and then Matt definitely went over the top of Bomber's Peak and became too drunk, and then that was the end of it. That last one, as it all just fell apart. Snow was in there with us as well, which was good fun. Then I threw my toys out the pram and said I am definitely not playing any more Valorant. I couldn't handle it. So Neil was still there. You did sterling work last night, Neil, eh? You put in a shift.
I sat there through all of that bullshit Valorant you were playing.
You did. You were there for the social. It was quite funny though. And so then Neil and I played It Takes Two.
Did quite a bit of that.
Yeah, it was all right, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm not sure I'll play it again, but yeah, it was all right.
I agree. I mean, I'd heard Stu Fowler. I mean, he was just jizzing over it, wasn't he?
But I think, I don't know. If it was, oh, he was big his daughter, time. Wasn't he? Maybe it was that. Spending time with your daughter that you don't spend so much time with because she's older and she doesn't want to know you anymore.
Yeah, maybe. I don't remember. But yeah, okay. So sorry.
Okay, I can contribute because I played with Daisy yesterday.
Oh, okay.
We played it for probably an hour or so. Past the Hoover bit. Did you get past the Hoover bit?
Oh, we were well past the Hoover bit.
Oh, yeah, that was horrific, that bit.
Oh, no, toolbox. We got to the toolbox.
Yeah, we did the toolbox.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So we played it. It was all right. It's a good laugh. It looks really nice, doesn't it? It's quite a pretty
game. We were at the Wasps, weren't we? We did the Wasps.
We did the Wasps, okay. Yep. Yeah, well, it was real. I mean, look.
It's very clever.
It's very clever. It's really...
Things with the nails. Brilliant.
Yeah, really good, really polished. As a platformer, it was tight. It was very forgiving where I felt that it needed to be, like on the rails parts. And, you know, some platformers can be far more punishing. There were a lot of times when I thought should have died there. It was letting you get away with it, which was nice because, you know, obviously if you screw up a jump and it's tough about it, that penalizes your partner as well in a way. So it's good.
Is this a co-op only game? Like, I haven't played it yet. So is it like only co-op? You can't play it single player or
no?
Right. Yeah,
it does. If you buy the game, it come up as well. Like there was a friend pass thing. So if you've got the game, you can just get your friend in. They don't have to buy the game.
Oh, okay.
So you can just send them a code and they can download the game. So it's kind of it's all very user friendly.
Yeah.
Well done, type of thing. Like trying to get the most amount of people playing it, I guess.
Yeah, and the fact that it's on Game Pass now. Yeah.
Well, EA Play, but yeah, obviously the same. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I didn't think anything was really very difficult.
No, it wasn't.
In terms of like working out what you had to do or anything like that, the puzzles were very straightforward. It was quite forgiving, generally, like you said.
Yeah, the only time one of the only times we got stuck was when we didn't notice there was a door open next to us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something blindingly obvious.
Did you get on the bit with the platforms when one of you had to fire the nails then? But you only had three nails and there was like five platforms, so you had to take one nail out.
You had to point at the one nail that you wanted to remove rather than just press remove. Yes. Because, the first couple of times, it's like, oh, that's just removed the wrong nail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was good. But, you know, yeah. we had a good communication going, and there were some really good bits where Neil and I just cruised through it, and we both recognized that, and you're just like, yeah, that's good, right? You know, you're motoring, working together.
I don't think we ever really had anything hold us up for more than a couple of minutes.
No, even the wasp battles. The wasp battle was pretty tough. No, actually, the last battle, the toolbox was tough. That was
the hardest bit.
You were having a bit of that was starting to annoy you for sure.
That's where we stopped at the toolbox.
Those hails of nail coming down, and like that wasn't too bad. But once it starts cutting off the bits of platform as well, you're like, this is fucking stupid. I've got like no space left.
It was good. It's very, very good. I can't.
It's definitely like kid friendly. I would say it's not one like when you play Overcooked or something with a kid, and they're like,
oh, I don't know. When you finish the Hoover boss was a bit horrific.
It's brilliant, man. We were laughing about that. I thought that was great. That's why I couldn't wait to see the other bosses. Mm. The wasp boss didn't disappoint.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll play a bit more of it.
No, I think I could pick it up again and keep going. I wouldn't mind finishing it.
I don't know how much more is left. That's the thing. If it went on, like I said, I'm not sure I'm really up for 20 hours of it. That's for sure.
Is it really 20 hours? I can't believe at the rate we were. Really? We were motoring.
If only we had somewhere finding out.
some resource or something.
I'm not convinced on some of these how long to beat times, I've got to be honest. So,
is it a game that you like? Is there collectibles? Is there like
no? So just imagine that you've got a split. Well, yeah. I think there were some secrets. There's some little mini games along the way.
Here's my question then, because we played it couch co-op. Is it still split screen when you play?
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
We probably did cut a lot of time out because it was like every time there was a cutscene, we just skipped it. Basically, so
yeah, we weren't having any of that.
Yeah. That story, remember?
Yeah, bollocks.
Skip.
So that was good. So we played It Takes Two. We probably played that for a couple of hours, I think, at least.
Oh, yeah, that was a good couple of 2.5 hours, I reckon we played that.
Yeah, that was good. That was a chunk of time. And I think after that, you packed off and went to bed.
I went to bed at like 3:30 this morning, yeah.
Sean did not. Sean stayed with me. In fact, I went to bed before Sean did. So I don't know. That guy is just a machine, right? I don't know how he does.
He's not working. He was still on. To be fair.
He was still on when I came in, wasn't he?
He just does it. He does it. Yeah. He does an extra life every day. So I fired up Risk of Rain 2.
So then. Have you refunded it yet?
Yeah, I've refunded it.
He said you would.
I started it and it was just really hard. And I was like, I'm not fucking enjoying this. I gave it a good couple of shakes, but it was just...
Maybe I'll watch back the stream, see the pain and anguish.
It wasn't that painful, but I just recognized that it was too hardcore, maybe for the time of night. Like by the time we finished It Takes Two, I was starting to flag. I was like, I'm tired.
What's past your bedtime, to be fair?
It was well past my bedtime. I'm a morning person. I'm more in sync with the UK than I am with this country. I like to be up early in the morning. So like staying up to two in the morning, that's just not good for me. But anyway, Risk of Rain 2. I mean, it looked pretty neat. I could definitely see that there was an interesting game in there. But there's not really much point in me talking about
Is there a thing to do to finish the game? Or is it, cause it's a roguelike, is that right?
Yeah, I think it's definitely roguelike. Is it?
I'm sure it says in the description.
Things were changing every time I've died. Oh. Yeah, I never finished a level, and I definitely played things that did look different. So... but it was just hard, and it was going to take a lot of figuring out how to fight. And I was like, you know what? I already play a lot of a game where I have to fight hard, which is, you know, Valorant. I don't need this. I don't need Risk of Rain 2 in my life right now. That was not what I was expecting. So anyway, off to the refund section with you. Which has been processing.
I think it was already 40% off when you bought it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, I got it. Like $17, I think I paid for it or whatever. So,
that's like a season pass for Valorant. You can be paying for
exactly. I'll pick something else up instead of it. I'm just not going to play it. You know, it might be interesting if there are other people because I think you can play co-op.
Yeah, I think that's the thing with it because the first one is completely different. It's like a 2D side-on platform type thing and real basic looking. And this is just like, 3D first person, but it's all co-op as well. So,
yeah. So then I was really stuck on what I wanted to play, but I did re-download Evil Within 2. Now, I played Evil Within and really enjoyed it, most of it. And so I've also heard everyone have praise for Evil Within 2, but I have tried to play Evil Within 2 and didn't get on with the start of it. But as stubborn as I am, I knew there's a great game in there. I've just got to find it. So I fired it back up again last night. And that is worth going back and looking on the stream because that was the point in the night where I started swearing and shouting. Even Sean was like, holy shit, what's going on?
It was like pictures on.
What, through frustration or
through absolute frustration. So what happened was the game loaded me up where I was continued from as far where I'd got to before. So it loaded me up where I was behind a car in a street and there's loads of zombies. And then there's a load of water on the floor. And it basically, and as soon as I spawned in, it said, you need to use the shock crossbow bolt and it will kill a load of, here's a new weapon. It's the shock crossbow bolt. And if you fire it into the water, it will electrocute a number of zombies in one go. And I was like, okay, but I couldn't find out how to equip it. And then I would get killed and ripped apart by the zombies as I was struggling to find out. And I was like, oh, that's a bit annoying. I better find out how to do it. And then I loaded it again, and then I still couldn't find it, and the zombies came over, and they ripped me apart. And the first, 3 to 4 times, I was like, okay, this is starting to, a bit frustrating, but I'll have it figured out in a second. And it just kept happening, and I was to the point where I just suddenly, something clicked in the back of my head, and I just lost my shit about it. So then I went and found out online that you had to equip it into slots or whatever. And then I was still getting killed. I was just losing my mind. And then suddenly I just pulled away. I just, instead of staying where I was, I walked away and got myself some distance from the zombies and then realized that there was a distance where they wouldn't see you. There's a lot of stealth involved in that. And then I was just slowly picking off stragglers here and there. And that was the way to proceed. And it is really, it was super slow, super methodical, super fucking tense, but extremely satisfying when you came up and did a stealth kill behind a zombie. And the more I looked around the town, the more I started to find things hidden, more equipment, more crafting stuff, and the game is unfolding itself. I played it for probably an hour and a half to 2 hours last night, and the game I want to go back. I want to get back on it. I'm up for it now.
Because you know what the game is now.
I think I know what the game wants, how the game wants me to play it.
Not right? Running and
absolutely not
zombies in one go and
almost like old school Resident Evil, right? Where you're really
you're counting your bullets, basically.
You're totally counting your bullets, and you're really. I mean, you move really slow in this. You can sprint, but even your sprinting's not that fast. But you feel a real sense of being shackled, you know what I mean? Which that Resident Evil does to you. Now, a lot of people absolutely fucking loathe that big time. But if your head's in the space for it, which I ended up being in last night, it was pretty cool. So I went around this area a bit more, picked off loads more zombies. Then I found out that there were some secrets here. I just went up onto a roof and found a sniper rifle. And I was like, oh, this is great. And then it goes, half the sniper rifle's broken. You better go find the other bits. I'm like, you fucking wankers, right? Okay, so now I'm looking for that. I figured out how to distract the zombies and whatnot. So, I'm deep into that. And then so hopefully if I've got some spare time, I think I'm going to play some more of that later on tonight. So I'm very pleased that that's back, and I'm going to get.
You own that on Steam anyway, do you?
Yeah, I bought it, you know, ages ago.
I think that's on Game Pass, isn't it?
Because it's been it is.
Yeah, I bought it. I bought it maybe a year, maybe even close to 2 years ago.
I finished the first one, and the second one I literally got in the house, didn't you? Tied up or something. Was that the one?
I can't remember because
whatever it was, I literally played it for 10 minutes and I thought, no, I don't like this. But no,
it's not like you, is it?
No, because I finished the first one, I absolutely loved it, and then I thought, oh, brilliant, I'll play that. And then there was something wrong with it, I don't know what it was. I just couldn't get out of this area, and I thought, no, this ain't for me. But then I didn't realize last night that that was what you were playing when I come on, when I come online.
Did you see it?
I was thinking, shit, what is he playing? This looks good.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize what it was.
I think if you, because I can see that the first hour I played of it, it's loads. The thing about it is the first hour is loads of this sort of psychological opening doors. You close a door, you open the door, and it's a fucking hallway to somewhere else. You know, all that sort of stuff we've now seen loads of times. Yeah. And it's good, it's cool, it's atmospheric if you're up for that, but just get me to the game, right? I just, again, this is the problem I have. I just haven't got time to sit and bathe myself in the atmosphere of it all, right? Get me to the point where I'm sticking a shank in the back of a zombie's neck, you know, or setting fire to them. I'm all over that. So it might be worth you going back and taking another look at it, because now that I've got to what I feel is the game, although it still is bloody slow, but still I played the hour and a half last night and was way happier with it, so that could be worth a look. And so that's what took me to about 1:30, I think it was, something like that.
Yeah, half five. Anyway, yeah.
Yep. And then Pilch was up
half one.
Crack of dawn.
Oh, I didn't realize.
Yeah. Crack of dawn. Yeah, day was nearly over by that point, eh? But
I just about nodded off by then.
So I handed the reins over to Pilch. So I'll let Pilch go on the talk next. I've just got to run up and throw some dog food in my dog's bowl, and I'll just be back in 2 seconds.
So basically, all I played for nearly 6 hours was Forza Horizon 5. It's all right. I played it for another 2 hours when Dave kicked me off. I paid for the season pass for the premium version simply because they always chuck out two DLCs for it, and I generally buy one or the other of the previous versions. I always buy one or two extra cars because they always put in a couple that I want, but it's never available in the original game. So I probably spend 20 quid, 25 quid anyway throughout the course of its life. So the season pass was, it was £35. Now, that is quite a lot of money, but it's on Game Pass, so I didn't pay for the game. So I thought 35 quid for all the extra content, and I get to play it 4 days early, and I can play it on the stream. So that's what I did. It's Forza. It was right. It looks gorgeous. The reflections of the cars, the sunlight, the shading. There's no doubt it's a next gen. Game. Stunning.
I wanted to comment on that because I was watching it. I'd left you by that point, went upstairs, was like lying in bed trying to go to sleep and looking on an iPad on a tiny screen. And even then I could tell that game, even though I'm watching it like at a shitty frame rate on a shitty tablet, it looked amazing. You could tell the quality of the shit flying past you on the sides of the roads, like the trees and the houses or whatever, they just looked amazing. Yeah.
So the first problem I had was It only runs at 60 maximum. So you can either have
30,
graphical mode, which is 30 frames, which is supposed to be 4K. So it looks better, but it was quite choppy. I'm going to admit, the trouble is you get spoiled, don't you? I've been playing games that are 120 hertz or minimum of 60, and then you put on a game that's only 30 FPS, and it is not, you notice it straight away. And it was quite juddery. So I put it on to 60, which is 1080, and it just transformed it because it was just so smooth. It was beautiful. And I didn't really notice any graphical drop simply because it was running so much better. The whole thing looked better. So I wouldn't recommend you putting it on 30 FPS unless you really have to.
Unless you're coming from a PS, like an Xbox One original.
Yeah.
You don't notice the frame rates.
Right. Daisy's got it on hers, on a OG Xbox, and I don't know what it's going to look like. She hasn't. I transferred my game over to her Xbox, but I've got the X version, and it wouldn't run on her Xbox. You've got to install the whole separate game. So that's now currently installing at 110 gig. So I don't know what it looks like or runs like, but I'd be very surprised if it runs on that, because I can't see how it could possibly cope with it.
The thing is, like, 4 looks all right on my Xbox One. That's one of the games that still looks all right, even though it looks decent. It doesn't look as good as it does when I'm playing it on PC.
No, when you see it in the flesh, when you start playing it on Monday or Tuesday or whenever it comes out, you'll notice it. It's jaw-dropping. It is unbelievable. I had a black car doing a race in the rain, and the reflections off of the car and off of the road, it's just, you literally, you know what you say, oh, it almost looks real. I was looking at it thinking, this ain't a game. It is so good. And it'd probably look even better on a 3080 or something. It's going to be unbelievable. You won't be disappointed with it. No. So here comes the disappointment.
Oh yeah, let's go.
It is exactly the same as Forza 4. The menus, the voice acting, everything, the sounds, the tunes, the notes, it's identical.
Yeah. When you were starting it, and I was watching the intro where that plane, you're coming in with the plane and all that, and they go, "Welcome to Forza Horizon," and I was like, "That's pretty impressive," but we've done this, haven't we? Done this five times now.
Yeah, it's not just that. Even the game itself, the menus, the on screen. Pop-ups and things.
The spinning wheel.
The wheel spins, the clothes, the emotes. Right. It's identical. They have not done nothing to change any of that. You've still got the barn finds. You've still got all the same races. You've still got all the same. I was convinced at some point that what was the one previous before? Where were they in 3?
Australia.
Can you remember?
Australia, weren't it, in 3?
Right. There were parts of the town, the little villages, and I was doing some races, and I just literally had a flashback to those courses, and it looked like the same buildings, the same. I thought I was, so all of a sudden, I thought, I've done this before. I've been here before. And I've got a feeling they've just grabbed a whole load of assets out of that and plonked it in.
Oh, something new. That I saw in the game. You was chasing a donkey.
That wasn't new. It's just they've got donkey instead of deers.
The model was
that wasn't part of the game. There was a deer. There was a donkey in the field, and I was trying to run it over. That's all.
Yeah, they're
was.
Quick donkeys. Then want to get them in the races.
even the destruction Everything's the same. There does seem to be more racing modes, and the map is probably 4 times bigger than Edinburgh was.
Right.
So there's a lot more content. The other thing I noticed, I don't know if they had it in the previous game, but they've got a, when you come up to one of the events, you can do the standard event that they've set up, or you can now do somebody else's event.
Yeah.
Right.
They had all that before.
But you can do your own courses, and then everybody else can race your course.
Yeah, see, that's definitely in four, because there is always, right. You know, they had the seasons, and they have the seasonal events. Well, there's always one that's like, do a certain race, and then you go to the point to do the race, and someone has created a blueprint that basically is about 10 seconds long. Like, you go one way and finish it, and all of the AI cars just drive the wrong way, and you should come first, like, within 10 seconds. I don't know how they've done it, but that's definitely something.
Well, they've cheesed it in such a way that,
Well, I made this track today. It's just a little figure of eight track, and it was only supposed to be from point to point. So you come down the road, round a little bit, come across the road, loving yourself, but then it finished off down the same, coming back down the same road, and the finish point was in the same place. But I didn't realise that the game had set it up as a circuit. So when I was doing the race, all the cars were coming down to the finish line. They were all doing U-turns, reversing up, turning around, because then they had to go back up the road again to do another lap. And it was hilarious, because all these cars were just going all over the bloody place. It was so funny. And I thought, if you set something like that up for a group of 6-8 people, it would just be mental. And it was pretty easy to do. You just literally put your markers down, put your checkpoints down along the road, and then that makes the track. It took me 2 minutes to make a track. So that would be quite good if you've got enough people to play it. There are other things, events that weren't in the other. There seems to be, let's say there was 8 different sorts of events you could do in the last. There's now about 12 events, but it's still basically doing the same sort of thing. I don't know, was you watching it when I was driving the bloody pinata lorry? Does anyone see that? I was driving a carnival lorry, with like a pinata thing on a carnival. And it's crazy, absolutely ridiculous. It did like about 3 miles an hour, but I was driving it around. Then I had to drive the lorry. When I had to get a barn find, I used to drive the car to wherever you were going, get the barn finder, and they go, you actually have to get in the lorry now.
Yes, I did. I was
drive it back yourself. So I was going all over the jumps and turning around on the lorry. So that was quite good. But is it worth? I would, because I play it anyway, and I would play it for hundreds of hours. If you didn't finish or only played Forza 4 for 30 odd hours.
Only 30 odd hours.
Well, that's nothing, is it, really? All right, let's say you played 20 hours. I couldn't recommend you buy it. But it's on Game Pass. So what you got to lose?
Time! Not enough time! I think my son actually loves Forza Horizon, so I wouldn't be surprised if he downloads it.
I'm looking forward to playing it. I'll probably dip in and out.
You guys are racing guys, so...
You couldn't tell if you watched the stream today, the amount of racing games that have been played.
And so that is all I played on the stream for the whole nearly 6 hours, and then I handed it over to Dave.
Did.
We've just had some comments here from Stuart about Forza. That he says it's a halfway house title made during the pandemic. It's not hard to polish a great game to look even better. Not saying it's bad in any way. If they really cared, it would have gone to Japan, like everyone wants it to, not Mexico. And it's also by Motorsport more time, if we're in the oven and if we're really honest. So, I don't care, to be honest. I know it's going to be a good game, whatever it is.
I'm going to play it for hundreds and hundreds of hours, so I don't care.
Oh, okay. So you all right. Okay. So yeah, even though you had some bad points or things, it doesn't matter.
I'll probably download it 3 or 4 times.
I was still playing the last one up until last month.
Right.
I'm like,
yeah, I was on the last one. I've still got four installed, and
yeah,
and I did go through a phase of not that long ago of just playing it loads. So it's an extremely high quality game. The, like you said, the problem is it was already amazing anyway. They didn't. Mm. It's not that much more they could really do.
So does this game have the same concepts of seasons or things changing?
Yeah. Yes. It hasn't started yet because the game isn't officially out until the 9th. So all that's shut off at the moment. But yeah, it says spring's coming, so it's we'll do the same thing.
Mm. Yeah, that's what always keeps it, like, freshens it up a bit every week or so.
Yeah, they have daily and weekly events, which you love doing, Neil, don't you? So mm-hmm. Got to get your dailies.
So do you think this is...
It's not just me that loves dailies.
Is this a stopgap between motorsport, Forza Motorsport?
I think Horizon's overtaken better. Motorsport in terms of the popularity.
Look at this. He's just wiping his chops on the sofa. Don't ever... Oh, dogs. Oh, my God.
You put some Vaseline on there, have you?
It's just horrible. Yeah. Just his own personal serviette is the couch.
Come on in, Dave. Tell us what you played.
So, well...
I'll move it on, because Fraser's not.
So I took a change of pace from Forza. Did I play Euro Truck Sim first or Wreckfest?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Euro
Truck Sim first.
Yeah, picked up Euro Truck Sim. I just love that game. I just sit behind the wheel of my truck and drive along motorways all day. getting put off by Samson. And yeah, so progressive. I've upgraded my character now so that I can do deliveries of any length. So I'm now picking up jobs that basically take me across the whole of Europe. Thousands of kilometers.
That was for stinky poo.
So yeah, it's playing that, and then
no, can't move on from Euro Truck that quickly. So are you got your own trucking business now, Dave? I've the trucker
my, I've got my own trucking
Dave business. Dave Stobart,
long distance Clara.
Yeah.
How
are
the lot lizards? You got your taste for lot lizards yet?
Lot lizards. Oh, dirty.
Look at Pilch, she knows what I'm talking about.
I see it's got some interesting reading material on the seat in the cab.
I've customised it, yeah. I've customised it.
Oh, did you put that in yourself? Can you get to choose? Oh,
yes.
Right, okay. I thought it was just part of the game.
No. So on the different cabs, all the different trucks. You can customize in different ways, and you can add various different reading materials that are customary for a trucker to have. So,
what are those? What, like Truck and Car magazine or something?
Yeah, something like that.
A bit more racy.
Big horns.
Top Gear. Yeah.
I should have really showed that off a little bit because it is quite funny.
Can you pick up the magazine and have a look through it?
You can't pick up the magazines.
Installing.
I'm sure there's a mod for that.
I'm sure there is.
There's lots of mods for Euro Truck. I've got my own garage. I've got a couple of garages across different cities across Europe, and got my own drivers. And the whole point is you earn enough money that you buy more trucks and hire drivers to earn you more money to... It's that kind of thing.
Do you have a favourite truck?
Not yet. I've only got two types of truck, but I want to buy a Mercedes. The best one is about £500,000. I'm nowhere near that.
So what makes it the best
truck?
It's the most powerful. I think it's like 800 horsepower.
Do you take it racing?
No, you can't. Well, I try and race them down the motorway doing like 1 mile, 1 kilometer
an hour
faster than the other one. I race them through the
smoke where the bandit are you the bandit
what's it called where you have to pay
toll road
toll, the tolls. Yeah, so you basically race up to the toll, pay it, and then get through, and you try and beat all the other trucks on the other ones. That's as exciting as it gets.
See, the thing with Euro Truck is I actually enjoyed the time I spent with it.
You played it, didn't you?
Yeah, I put in a few hours last week, and I enjoyed it, and I really got into the you know, manoeuvring a big fuck-off truck around everywhere. It was quite interesting. But I also found it was fucking tiring concentrating driving. Yeah. Like, it's not... You can't just sit back. You're constantly making adjustments and paying attention and all that.
Mirrors and...
Yeah, it was not as relaxing doing the driving as I thought it might be.
No, I started doing it and realized after about half hour, I was like, I've only just started. This is really hard. So I think from there, like, I can't remember if I went on to Wreckfest or then, or then I handed over to somebody else.
No, we played Back for Blood, didn't we?
Oh, yeah, we jumped in Back for Blood.
Did we go Back for Blood after that?
Yeah.
So everybody got together, and then we finally got in. So I was having some connection issues where it would load up and join into the game, and then, like, a minute later, I'd randomly get disconnected. So you guys were struggling along.
I think we're doing quite well on our own, to be fair.
you guys were finding it really difficult. And, like, I was like, instead of just quitting and letting somebody else take over, I'd jump in just to, you know, give you that extra hand. Which I didn't help at all. We got in.
It sorted itself out.
Oh, the connection issue sorted itself out after I closed and reloaded. But, like, playing the game and is very difficult. I find that game very difficult. Like, I don't know, we're kind of half pissing about, and, you know, half pissing about, but actually trying to do the levels. No, unless you know the levels and, like, the placement of everything that you need to hit, like, all the where the birds are going to be, where the spawn.
Oh, they changed the location of that sort of stuff to keep you on your toes.
They
do a little bit, yeah.
But, you know, one point I was just shooting, like, it was foggy. There was a car that made the whole thing foggy. And I was just, like, picking off zombies, like, down the road, and I set the birds off. And it's like, oh, God.
Well, you see it that far away, can you?
But actually, you know what? Those, when the hordes came in from the birds, they weren't dreadful. They were annoying. They weren't deal breakers.
No.
But what was happening was we were getting to points, like, I mean, where we finished, I didn't see a way how we were supposed to get through that. You've got to really think about it. So there are some points where you've got to knuckle down and think about it. And I think it is harder with four, because Pilch and I, we said, we played the other day, just the two of us, with two bots. And I swear, those bots just lay waste to everything, because they don't run out of ammo. They don't die. Yeah.
We didn't even go down, did we, at any point in that whole time?
Oh, is it? I thought everyone was saying the bots were shit last week.
They are shit. Yeah. Don't get me wrong, but for some reason...
They seem to mock things.
I don't know. I think the simple fact is... You and Dave are massive handicaps to our playing.
You're worse than the bots, and the bots are pretty shit. That's what I was saying.
Who was streaming? Someone should have been bringing up the screens that said, because someone was saying, I was just going to have a look at the stats and see how any numbers I've killed, and then said, no, actually, I won't bother. Didn't want to read out the numbers when they decided.
I was streaming. I didn't actually look at the numbers, though. But yeah.
I mean, the numbers are, you know, because you've got some. I mean, we were getting smarter. There are a point
problem
where
for me it was. It's, you'd obviously, like, we played. When was it? Last week? What day was that we played?
Saturday
or something.
Last weekend. Yeah. Oh, it was last Sunday because I was off work. So it was then we played, and then you obviously had played it without me and Dave, and you'd got to this point.
Yeah,
and I was like, where we were. Yeah, and it was like, because we were not having a problem last week.
I'm sure we got to that point when we played the beta. We definitely got to the church when we played the beta.
No, we didn't play as well today. I think I was tired, and I don't think we played as well as we could today. But you definitely have it as a four stack. You definitely have to be playing smarter, right? We started getting better. We were sharing ammo on one of the last runs, and we were taking our time. You know, you got to push forward, make sure everything's cleared. Watch your six, right? You know, have somebody watching the.
Behind you as well.
Yeah.
We could have done that where we all died. That's because we got stuck in that little choke point where they were coming out of the mine.
Yeah.
And a big one come out and just smashed us all because we couldn't get out. If we weren't in that little corner and stayed in the open and let them come out, I think we would have got away with that. But we all got stuck in that little bit, didn't we? They were piling over that little coming out of the hole, and then this two big fuckers come out, and we couldn't go anywhere. We just got absolutely smashed.
Yeah, I actually ran up, and there was a mine at the very top. I cleared that, and then for some reason I just got killed straight away, like didn't even go down, just like dead. And then yeah, like those two big boys came along and like, oh, okay, we're finished then. It's like,
yeah, because it was like, literally, one's down, we're out. It wasn't someone hanging on for a bit.
Yeah, we all went down right hit. Next to each other, wasn't it? It was all like, it wasn't like, one couple of times one was down and you'd get them back up. But then literally that last bit, it was like, one's down, next to one's down. It was like, we just went down like dominoes.
Yeah, because we did that same bit twice. Once we actually stayed at the same place and just like we all ran out of ammo and it's like, oh, okay, well,
now what do we do?
Second time we pushed on, but then like we again, like just I think we just got to a point where we're like, where do we go now? And then like by the time like I ran up and did what I needed to do, like you guys were like, and then just got wiped out. And yeah,
but I still maintain that is not a good game if you're not playing with people, you know, there's just no enjoyment in it at
you
all.
Can play a solo mode, is that right? So you're is that just
yeah you bots? Still have yeah you have three bots yeah
but it tones the difficulty right down, does it?
Yes, it does.
It has to, right?
It does,
yeah.
But they don't come and heal you. They don't give you ammo. They don't.
But do you just not die? Because
they do heal you. They were healing us that when we played before.
Yeah, but you have to go near them. They won't, if you're out of the way, they won't come to you. If you think, oh, I'm getting a bit low, I'll let them heal me. You have to go to them. They won't come out of their way, out of their comfort zone to come and find you. If you get downed and you're right over the other side of the map, they won't come and get you. They seem to stay in their little where they're supposed to stay. So as long as you don't veer off too far, then you're all right. Still a good game. A lot of people are slagging it off. But
I think it could definitely be more polished, but it's cool. I like the fact that it's not a walk in the park. I'd like to get back and see if we can clear the. I mean, we should make it our goal.
We haven't even finished Act 1 yet. We have.
Yeah,
this could keep us going for a while. I mean, if you just bought it,
it's all right.
It'd be bum. It'd be shit, wouldn't it? So
yeah, we just go have every. A few couple of weeks, we all get together and have another bash at it, then plenty of fun in there, aren't there?
Yeah, and I think you can get smarter too. Like, there's a lot of point. Like, if you watch, I noticed one point I was watching, and like, you would have a number of zombies approaching from the distance, and there'd be two or three people all shooting the same zombie. Well, that's just a massive waste of ammo, right? There's no need for, if there's onesies, twosies coming in, there's no need for three people to be taking them all on.
No.
So you could definitely play smarter.
Yeah, just need one person with a bat and can wallop them, get them out of the way.
Like, the bat is amazing when you get overpowered.
Yeah, until you run out of stamina. And then you're a nightmare. It's a nightmare.
Mm. Right, but then you try and be one of those characters. Like, I know my character, she can stack like about five or six extra stamina. I never ran out of stamina. I stacked about five or six cards.
Well, I didn't seem to be able to pick my cards. That was the weird thing, though, because like normally, like we were starter, because I don't know if it's because we were in the middle of a run. Like you normally pick like five cards at the beginning of the run. It was like I was only getting to pick one. I was like,
that was the same with me. Card. You couldn't. I don't know whether you exhaust the cards during the run. I don't know whether then you can't select that card again. I don't know.
That was weird.
We still haven't got to the bottom of that. Waiting for some expert to come in and actually research what we're actually supposed to be doing, but no one's done that yet.
No one's. I thought we would have had it figured out by now, but there's a lot going on there behind the scenes with all. Well, I started unlocking those. What do you earn?
Islands.
Supply line. What the? I don't even have no idea. But that gives you extra.
I just went through and spent all of my supply lines tokens, whatever they were. I just went, just done loads of. I don't know what. I was just unlocking loads of cards. So I've got a massive tons of cards to choose from.
I think you have to get a set. There's like three different level things there, and you can buy whichever ones you want. But I think you're supposed to buy, once you get a set of cards, then it gives you a buff. But we just buy random.
I did buy one. The top line pulls something or other set. I can't remember what it is. But so I did that, and then it just replaces it with another one. So there's like, I don't know how many of those.
Right, okay.
Yeah. I'm gonna keep playing the same character. I'm gonna keep seeing what I'm gonna try and stay the same character, see what buffs work, and basically try and tailor my character to be the best it can be, rather than flitting around from different characters and different things. Mm-hmm. Start trying to focus and make a good fighting machine. You know, with lots of stamina and a bat, then I'm gonna be someone who can really help out in the houses.
We don't even confer about which characters we're going to use, do we? We just pick one. We could all be picking.
Well, I'd spin the same one every time.
That's so. Similar.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
One, we'll one's better at healing, one's better at supplying. So we need to pick.
Yeah.
We need a team, don't we? We need to sort out. Someone needs to sit there and go through Wiki and find out all this shit.
Yeah, I'll go. I'll watch a YouTube video tonight. Oh, things you wish you knew before when you started Back for Blood.
How to win a Back for Blood. 2 minutes long.
Yeah. So then we all buggered off and left you on your own. And what did you go back to then, Dave?
I played some more Euro Truck.
Of course you did.
That's okay.
But I was like, okay, everyone's gone.
Dog wants to go out.
It does. She does.
To be fair, we did cut your previous game a bit short because we just saw, right, that's it, we're all coming on, we're playing Back for Blood.
And then I was like, and then I think Fred was like, right, I'm done. And then Phil was like, yeah, I'm off now. And he was like, yeah, I'm going to have a break. But, okay, you're a jerk. So I played a bit more of that. Didn't play too much more of that, actually. I started the biggest, longest job that I could possibly do. And Neil sort of like messaged about half hour late and said, I'll join you when you finished your run. I was like, this is not going to be today. This is like, this is like a 3 hour travel. I shouldn't have picked this job. So I started off in south of Portugal, and then I was going to drop off some scooters in Swansea. So that's
just so random.
Like Neil said, I'll do that. I was like, right, no, I'm just gonna find somewhere to park up. It took me ages to find somewhere to park up, and then I finally did. Before I did that, actually, I started doing a convoy because somebody in the chat said, oh, can I join you? I was like, I think so. Never really done a convoy on Euro Truck. Yeah, apparently you can. You can just set up a multiplayer lobby with up to 8 players in your session. Password it, and your single player progress carries over into your multiplayer, and your multiplayer carries back over to your single player. So I started a convoy and just continued to play, although the guy who wants to join didn't. In the end, I think he left before I actually worked out how to set it up. But I can do. So actually, I might, if I start playing a lot more, I'll just start setting up a convoy, doing streaming.
So what would we do if I was to join you in the convoy, Rubber Ducky? What would we be getting up to?
So we can start all the same jobs together.
We wouldn't need a magazine, let's put it that way.
run the same jobs together. And it's basically everything's the traffic. Everything's synchronized the same, so basically we're just sort of just playing the same session together.
Well, what happens if one of you's in like Portugal and the other one's in like Bucharest, something?
So I think
in your own game?
I think that's the session, like, I think the map is divided into sections so that it you won't actually be in the same session, so to speak, but you'd be in on the same multiplayer.
I'm sure it's possible to get everyone, like, you'd be in a, like, flight, when we all played Flight Simulator, well, not all of us, but we definitely had a few of us together in the same area on Flight Simulator when it first came out.
Yeah, we did.
Once.
Mm.
I actually installed it on my Mac. I installed Steam. No, Truck Simulator.
Ooh.
I installed Steam and I downloaded Euro Truck Simulator. And I played it for about half an hour. I got in my lorry, went to pull out of the depot, and I got the lorry wedged between some pillars.
That's the first bit.
So I was doing
right, Austin Powers.
I was back as a forth. Then I finally got out on the road, and it was actually surprisingly, it was running quite well on my old MacBook. I was on medium settings for everything, and it was just chugging along quite nicely, actually. But I got no interest in that. I just sat and I thought, what am I doing here?
There are some points where you have to take a look at yourself. What am I doing driving a virtual truck around? But it's, I quite like it.
No, but like you said, that if it was relaxing, I'd understand it. But neither of you two seem to think it's relaxing at all.
I think it's relaxing in the sense that, you know,
it's not hectic.
No,
it does take concentration. Yeah, so I agree, Dave. It is relaxing in a different sense of the word.
It's like a good Sudoku puzzle.
It's like what you call it, mindfulness, because you're focusing.
Yeah.
Okay. And that brings us to what did Wreckfest next? Then sorry, Fraser, am I?
I don't care. I honestly don't care. Go ahead. I'm done, man. I'm cooked after this weekend. Pathetic.
Go on in.
I was all eight night and I'm ruined.
So actually, Neil took over after that. And then
that went on.
Neil Hollow Knight, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, I thought I'd play. I started the game, I don't know, about 2 years ago probably, when I first picked this game up, Hollow Knight. Which has got a very good reputation, I believe.
Yeah, I've played a lot of Hollow
Knight. Well regarded.
I did.
And I'd only played it for half an hour, so I started a whole new game because I couldn't fucking remember where. Well, I obviously didn't get very far in half an hour. And I was doing all right. It was like, I was quite enjoying it. It's hard, but not. It's still forgiving at the same time. You can only take like 5 hits before you're dead.
Yeah.
But you build up this thing. Like every time you hit an enemy, you build something up, and if you press a button, you absorb the energy basically, and it gives you another one of the health lives back. So it's not like you're searching around for things to like give you your health back. It's quite easy to get your health back.
If you have a net positive fighting results, right? You will keep your health up.
There's bigger enemies, and you can, if it's literally, you just, it's the matter of hitting them gives you this stuff back. You don't actually have to kill them to get the points back, sort of thing. So you can, in the middle of a big fight, you can still heal up if you've been hit a couple of times. And it doesn't matter how big the thing that hits you so far, anyway. It only takes one of your health points off. So it's decent. You know that thing in Mario where, I think it's Mario, you're almost off the platform and you can still jump. Yeah, that doesn't happen at Hollow Knight. It's like, I feel like you are literally, if you go over it by a fraction, you're just fucking falling off. And you don't die if there's no fall damage or anything like that. You get a bit of a stun if you've gone a long way. But when you're trying to jump a load of platforms and you just miss by like a fraction of a second, you're like, oh, for fuck's sake, just got to do all that again.
Start again, yeah.
And it's a Metroidvania, isn't it? As far as I know. Well, it's clearly a Metroidvania because there's loads of points I'm jumping around going, well, I definitely need a double jump here or an air dash or a ground pound or something like that to get through this point, and I ain't got them. And I played for, what, 2 and a bit hours? I didn't get any ability at all. So I don't know if I was based by the end of it, I was just completely like stuck and I didn't know where to go to do anything other than kill more stuff and buy some stuff from the shop.
I watched a bit of your stream and then I come back an hour later and I said, are you in the same place as you were an hour ago? Not realising that you'd already gone off and then you'd be coming back trying to find your way to the next bit. But you literally were on the same screen an hour later and I thought, Jesus Christ.
I had been around quite a lot. I've been around the map about, I don't know, 3 times, I reckon, looking for somewhere to go. There's all these little bits you get, like the map. The first thing you do is see to some character and he says, oh, I've got a map, blah, 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 blah. But it's only this point of the map and it doesn't show you where you are on the map until you go and buy something else from somebody. And it's like, what? So I'm looking at the map and I'm like, I have no fucking idea where I am. So it's a tough introduction, I think. The first sort of start of it is, I don't know, obviously, like, I'm completely stuck by the time, and I basically just went, I can't carry on running around the same bit over and over and over again, so I need to do something else. It's clearly good, like, but it's just a bit hard.
It's hard. It broke me in the end, but to be honest, it broke me in the end more because I just got very tired of not knowing where to go.
Well, that's where I am already.
but there was a hard area that I think prompted me to just finally hang up my.
Did you unlock some abilities?
It is. Yeah, I had. I think I had a double jump and a dash and stuff. I put a good 20 hours into it.
Christ.
But like I say, by that point, my enthusiasm was starting to be. I was having the shit kicked out of me in some levels, and I was like, okay, we're losing the war here.
Yeah, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like I say, I might have if. I'll have a look, see what I need to do, maybe. And if I get past the bit that I'm stuck on, I might go on and play it for the ages then. I don't know. But we'll see. I'll come back to it at some point. So what did I play then? Was that?
Circuit Superstars.
Was that straight away?
Yeah.
Then?
Yes.
So, yeah, I played this and streamed it a few weeks ago. But it's... it looks really cute and simple. Like Dave says, it looks like Micro Machines. But, like, the moment I'm not fully concentrating, I start crashing. And
yeah, every time you said something or whatever, you hit a rail.
Yeah. It's like you have to be pretty focused.
He was concentrating now. He's like, what? Oh, bloody hell.
Is it is it better for you to think be concentrating or just be, like, relaxed and in the zone? Like, is that the concept? See, I've...
Yeah, but, like, it's not easy, basically. You have to be focused. Like, you could say you're in the zone, yeah, but then I can't be in the zone and just chatting away. I'm like full on in the moment, focused on what you're doing. So to be good at it, it's because it's not just, like I said before, like on Micro Machines, it was basically press X to go, wasn't it? And like, there's no like nuance in getting around the corners. Like this game is all about shaving like fractions of a second off your time and things like that. It's sort of like once you've got very good at it, because I'm playing it against like amateur and pro amateur levels, and I'm still like, I'd be all right in one race and get absolutely annihilated in another race at pro am. So, and it goes up to like, I don't know, whatever it is, grandmaster level or something, like 5 levels of difficulty, and it must be rock hard at the top levels. And I haven't even bothered going online, but it's a good game and it's not very expensive and it's more than just like a simple racer, but it's not like a full-on sim, obviously, because it's like top-down view. But yeah, it's a bit like Art of Rally was similar, but different graphical styles, but yeah, very similar in the look, very simple, but not as simple as they look. But very good, both of them. Did I play something after that? It's only about 3 hours ago, and I'm like lost the plot, and I can't remember what I was doing.
I think I then.
I think that's when I was trying to get my pizza.
Yeah, you went off to get something to eat, and Dave came back on again.
I know I did try and play a bit of Call of Duty at some point.
Oh, you did, didn't you?
But that didn't work out because even though I'd installed the update through the what's it called? Battle.net. When I actually went to open it, it said I've got to install shaders, and then that was taking so long. I was like, oh no.
Because we were going to play it when the other two left earlier, weren't we? And then you said, oh, yeah. I thought, oh, here we go. This is going to be like a 60 gig. So that's when I said I'm walking the dogs.
Yeah. So like it did update through Battle.net. It just that when you go to load it, it was that initial install that was taking ages. So I thought about playing that again, but then I went back to Wreckfest because that's such a easy, fun, stupid game that I think streams quite well. I don't have to think about it too much. And sometimes you just die and you're just watching everybody else, and then like, I can actually have a bit of time to chill.
Watching the school buses and hot dogs flying around there.
Pretty much, yeah.
The track.
Yeah, that's it. And then, Neil, you jumped on with me playing a bit of Wreckfest as well.
I got wrecked in Wreckfest quite a few times. I thought, because my car was shit compared to everyone else's.
Well, it was
not...
Of course it was.
It wasn't like they were rated like 164 when I was rated.
It's like your gun was shitter in Back for Blood.
Yeah. It wasn't my gun.
And one of his legs was shorter than the other in Hollow Knight. Yeah, we know, don't we? Yeah.
But you had some fun with that, didn't you?
It's a lot. Like I say, that I don't have to think about Wreckfest as much as I was thinking about Circuit Superstar. Yeah. So, like. It's like I say. Once I'd worked out how to change gear, yeah, I was doing okay.
Yeah, you were on
first gear for the first sort of 30 seconds. How do I change gear? I can't remember how to change gear.
Yeah, no,
obviously it was just press X.
It's a manual and yeah, like automatic. And you've obviously played it before. It's like, no, I'm going full sim on this. Yeah. And yeah, changed it to manual.
But yeah, that's decent, and it looks quite nice as well, really.
I think it looks amazing. And yeah, like the cars.
It's I don't think it's Forza Horizon 5 by any means, but yeah.
No. It's an old, quite an old game now, I think. It's like six years old. And before it was Wreckfest, it was something else.
Next car game on it or something?
That's right. Yeah. Sean put us onto that, didn't he?
Yeah.
I can't think I got it through a humble thing. Most possibly, I can't.
That
remember.
Was back when we were playing PUBG. That came out. Yeah, we all.
He get so deep that he was what selling hot dogs or something. Was he on the stone or Sean? did a bit of role playing.
I don't know. He would have been if the opportunity to role play in that, he would have been a vendor at the stadium or something. Like that. With a side business in Dirty Mags for the lorry drivers.
And then that's it. I think that was 20 hours of games we've been playing.
A bit more than that, isn't it?
22.
Yeah,
22. Can't do my maths. Yeah.
So was it a success? Are we going to do it again?
I don't see why not. I enjoyed it. I got very excited about starting the stream last night. I really did enjoy that period. We had a few people in. It was quite a laugh. You know, there were some beers flying around and whatnot. I have no fucking idea how people do it for the full 24 hours. Like, I always said I would never do that ever. And I know why. That's, you know, it's...
Can't make it past 2 in the morning. That's why.
Yeah. I mean, you'd have to start early. I think you'd have to start early when you wake up, like a 5
you'd
in the morning.
You'd have to start at about 5 in the morning.
I started at 5 and I was knackered by 10 o'clock.
Yeah, I've done it once. I did it playing. Bloody hell, I can't remember the bloody game.
If I started at 10 a.m., I reckon I could probably go through to 10 a.m. the next day.
The next day.
He gives it the large, eh? And then we'll see it then. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't find staying up late to be too much of an issue. It's getting up early.
Who's fell asleep the most at the keyboard?
Oh, that's got to be Neil. Dave with the cloak. Dave second.
Dave doesn't fall asleep.
He has done, though, I think.
Once.
Yeah, that's like what you say. Yeah, I've definitely done it more than anyone else, but...
Well, there you go, then.
It's because it's usually about 3 o'clock in the morning.
It would be if it was streaming up 24 hours. Yeah, at some point, it would be 3 o'clock.
I've had a skinful as well, generally, by then as well. I don't think I'd be on the beers all night if I was streaming for 24 hours.
So we had one donation that came through when I was streaming, which I missed, from Vince O'Connor. And do we think that's Baron von Glauer?
I think I'm basing that on the Fantasy Premier League. I'm sure that he's in the Premier League thing.
Oh, okay.
It's not Des O'Connor's dad.
So apologies for missing that while I was streaming. I had no idea that had come in. But thank you very much. And if
there
it
were
is
a
Baron,
couple of anonymous ones as well, I think, popped in.
Yes, we have had a couple of anonymous ones. They're all very much gratefully received.
For sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't talked about my other game, which was non-Extra Life. I don't know if anyone else has non-Extra Life games.
Yeah, I've got a non-Extra Life game.
Oh, we got more content. Then come on, let's go.
Who's going first, then?
You are.
You can go. You're going first.
Well, I can't talk too long because it's a game that you have to play. And
Your inscription. You've been running around all week telling everyone they need to play it, and when they ask you what it's about, you say, I can't tell you.
I talked about it quite a lot last week, trying not to spoil anything.
We're not going to play it, so don't worry. Yeah. You spoil away.
No, that's right. I remember last night because, I'd forgotten all that. So we had visitors in on my stream last night. Both my kids turned up on it must have been like
that
midnight,
was 11 o'clock-ish our time.
Was it 11 o'clock?
Yeah.
And then they suddenly disappeared. So I don't know whether they suddenly got their marching orders. And then my nephew came in and you were talking about it then because I remember he was in and you said it's possibly one of the best games you've ever played.
It is. I don't think I'll ever forget playing it. Because there's not many games that I really think, like only ones that are from when I was a kid that I've never finished that really stick with me. And I think I'll remember this forever because it's just like nothing else I've ever played. The way it keeps evolving. Just keeps on evolving and just getting more and more fucking like, what the fuck is going on? It just has to be played. And it's like, whatever, £16 game.
Right. Yeah.
And it's like, you know, people will go on about Half-Life 2 or whatever, you know, and things like that. I've not finished that game. I never played it at the time. It's one of those things that's like a moment in time, I guess. And if you don't play it now, then someone's going to tell you about it all and you'll find it out and it won't be the same when you play it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I say, I can't really. I've talked about it loads with trying really hard not to spoil anything. But if you go read the Steam reviews, you'll get spoiled.
Right.
If you go around Twitter long enough, you'll probably get spoiled. It's like, you know, fucking the Game of Thrones finale or whatever. You just stay off everything. So you don't want to watch it because you don't want to hear about it. And it's just...
I've just downloaded the demo.
The demo is good and it gives you a taste, but only a taste of what's to come.
I'll see if I like it and then I'll put down some coin.
Like, you do have to like card deck building type games. Basically, if you get with that mechanic. If you don't like that, you're not going to like it. Because that's
the window again now, okay?
But it's, like I say, there's a lot more going on than just cards. So, just great. Absolutely incredible. Not even game of the year, it's game of the decade, easily. I can't see anything topping it. It's just absolutely awesome.
You haven't heard about my game yet, have you?
Well, I am intrigued.
Is it my turn then? Are you done?
Go on then. I can't really talk about it because I don't want to spoil it. It's just too good.
I've been playing Moonglow Bay.
Well, yeah, you put a few things on WhatsApp about this, and the fact I think you'd changed a few of the characters' names, and it sounded really good.
This right, basically. It is, I've not spoiled a story, but you get to choose your characters at the start. You choose the name of your character. You choose your orientation, shall I say, whether you're a he, a her, a them, a they. You get to choose all that. That was even in Forza, by the way. I just say that now.
Okay.
You can be a him or a her or a they or a them, which is
you can have prosthetic limbs as well in Forza as well.
Oh yes, I've gone arms and legs. full prosthetic limbs. Anyway, right, so the story is you're in this little place. It's
an amputee fetish. You're an amputee fetishist.
No? Right. This is in the style of Minecraft or Minecraft Dungeons or the game that Neil played
last Echo Generation.
I think it's the same people. Because there's a lot of games that suddenly appeared on Game Pass that all look the same, and I think it's the same developer. Anyway, so it's sort of blocky Minecrafty. It's not 16-bit, it's a bit more up to date.
17.
Game starts, you're on a boat fishing, and you're with your partner, whether that be male, female, or elderly gentleman. Doesn't seem to matter, the story's still the same.
What country is it set in, Pilch?
It's set in Canada.
Oh.
It's in Ontario.
Oh.
And so the guy, it's basically a fishing game. The guy that you're with, your partner, he teaches you how to fish. And then something weird happens in the water and all the people around are saying, oh, the monster's back. And then there's this tale about a monster and they tell a story and then it then goes to 3 years later and there's a picture of your partner on the bedside and you're on your own. And so the game starts. The story basically is something's happened to your partner. He's lost at sea and your daughter comes back to help you because you're getting in a bit of a state. Your business is gone, tits up, and she comes back to help you. So basically you have to go fishing, you catch fish, you then have to take the fish home and you cook the fish to sell. That's your business. And you go into your kitchen and basically you have to go to the fridge and get your fish out. Then you in order, you have to wash the fish. So you go to the sink, you wash the fish, then you put the fish on the pan and he cooks it and then you put the fish in the oven. And as you're doing these things, you have to move your joypads or if you've got a mouse or keyboard, I'm not sure what you have to do, but you might have to rotate your left stick anti-clockwise as you're cooking away. Or when you put it in the oven, you have to do something else. So, and how well you do these actions decides how much money your meal is worth to sell. So the more accurate you do these tasks, the more value or the better quality your meal is. And then you put your meal out of the front of your house and you make money. And that's the game. It's a bit Stardew Valley sort of thing. Mm-hmm. There will be other ingredients, there's different recipes in your books, but that is about as far as I got. And when I got to that point, the girl goes, oh, you're going to need a better stand. You can't just sell your stuff out of this box sort of thing. So the next thing I was going to have to do was go and build a shop front sort of thing. But the little story is quite intriguing. There's obviously going to be lots more things to do. And it's just, I started it. I played it for about an hour and then I actually started it again because I wanted to stream it. I streamed it last week and I just loved it. It's just so relaxing. Just go and do a bit of fish. There's obviously going to be a lot more things. This story about your missing partner, that's obviously going to come back at some point. Yep. There's things going on in the village that you don't know anything about yet because I haven't been around to talk to people. But it's just a fascinating little game.
Have you played any more of it?
Not up to that point, so no, because I've played Forza all day today, and I haven't played much games this week. But It's. I will play it. I want to stream. I'm only going to stream it, I think. So next Saturday, I might play it for another couple of hours and just carry on from where I was. But yeah, it's really good. Really good. There's something about the it, just price. Charming about it. Yeah, the price.
Something you've never really tried.
Moon Glow Bay. What's that on Xbox? Game Pass, is it?
Yeah. And I always say there is a lot of shit on Game Pass. I play everything, as you know. Even if it's for 10 minutes, just to see what it is. But every now and then you get a game and it's just, you just think, I would never have played this. And if it wasn't for Game Pass, it would have just got passed by. And it's really good. So it's worth checking out if anyone wants a nice, easy going little. Like I said, there's obviously some mystery going on. You've got to figure it all out and go through the story. But yeah, really good.
I'll check it out. If you say it's worth checking out, I'll check it out.
I haven't been back to Echo Generation. Because it was doing my head in.
Yeah. See, that one just didn't click with me. Even though it was very, very similar in style, it didn't. That was more of a turn-based fighty sort of thing.
Yeah, it was the battle system that done me. Because it was just like, I like turn-based. But I felt like there was times I just couldn't. I wasn't going to win the battle. And to go and get the resource, I don't know how to go back and get all the stuff I need to do the battle.
What was that? Mm-hmm.
Echo Generation.
Oh, okay. Oh, I don't know.
But, like, you need the food resources to get you through the battle. And it was like, if you consume them in one battle and you lose the battle, you've lost all of those food resources. So when you go back, when you respawn, it's like, great, I've got one apple left now then. I've just used, like, three and died. And I've got no money to go and buy more apples. So it's like, fuck this. Which is disappointing because I was kind of enjoying it, but
everything else we've talked about. So
yeah, so is that that's pretty much what we've been playing then, isn't it? That's
we've got one more.
Have you? Okay, keep going. Sorry, I just
no worries.
Where we are?
I played the Cycle Frontier.
Oh, I played a bit of this as well. Actually.
Beta.
I played the tutorial.
It's okay. It should be called The Endless Cycle of Grind, because that's what that game will be. I think the game itself and the gameplay felt okay. Like you were going on the planet and you were collecting resources and you're doing different missions on this map. But the cycle of being sent to the same map to slightly different areas to do slightly different jobs for different factions to come back to get better weapons and upgrades and ammo to do the same.
The action's got to be good, isn't it? If the idea is to keep going back, then you hope the action's going to be good.
Yeah. And I played it a few times and I was just like, it's seriously just going to be the same. Like, and I think there is some multiplayer and co-op and some PvP to be having it. Basically, you're going back to the map into an instance of a map where there are other players, and when you're getting extracted, you call down a dropship that comes down and you're vulnerable for like, I don't know, a minute while the dropship's there, so other people in the same map know you're there and can come and kill you and get their resources. But it's like,
wait, didn't we play that game ages ago? This is the one that I just played, right? Where you go down, you shoot a couple of aliens, you pickaxe a few rocks, and then you go to an extraction. Yeah. But there was another game we played about a year or two ago where we had to fight and then get to there were loads of other people on the same map though, and you had to get to an extraction ship, and then people would come and try and kill you to get off the planet. Do you remember that? Do you remember that game? Oh, it could have been.
No, it works. You have to get extracted at the end. I can't remember.
Yeah.
I didn't hear.
Apex Legends.
No, it wasn't Apex Legends, I don't think. Anyway, sorry, I digress. Sorry.
Now you said it, it does sound familiar that is from.
Oh, no, game. I know what it was. Is that Scavengers game that we were playing?
Right, could be. Oh, yeah, okay, that sounds like it would be that then.
So, yeah.
I thought it seemed to play well. It looked okay. Yeah.
Looks a bit Fortnite-y.
Yeah, I wasn't like there was nothing that made me want to go past the tutorial. I was like, well, fuck, I can't be bothered with this right now.
I was intrigued to see if it got interesting. Like, it was all right mechanically and everything was okay. But it's sort of like I killed a person, human person.
Ooh.
Like, I walked into the extraction area. I was like pottering around in there, trying not to be too noisy. And then I was like, I can hear someone. And then, like, I literally looked around this corner and they were like, I don't know what they were doing. I just instantly shot at them. It's like, just like, bang, 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 bang. And they went down. I was like, okay, I've just killed someone. I don't know what they were doing. We could have been friends. I don't know. I just fucking shot them because the instant I saw them, it's like, kill. But, yeah, then I got killed a couple of times and I was like, nah, fuck this. So, I don't know. It's one of those, like, it's not super hardcore like Tarkov, but it's similar sort of theory, I guess. But it's a lot more Fortnite Tarkov. Like, aesthetically, it's definitely like that Unreal Engine Fortnite-type epic games-looking type thing. But
Well, Sean plays Tarkov, and I think he's been playing quite a lot of this. The cycle.
He's still chipping in every now and again, I see.
He's back in a Tarkov hole as of last night, apparently.
Yeah, I think they had a server wipe or a...
He's got a bet on or something. Tarkov, didn't he? So he said he's bet someone a fiver he's going to get something before the wipe or something. So now he's like giving himself work to do, basically.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah, he has to grow. He has to get his head down.
I never got into Tarkov. No, I didn't. I was going to buy it, and then I think I tried to buy it from... It's a dodgy website, or it was a dodgy website.
It's all like...
Czechoslovakian developers.
Yeah. Russian.
And it's all sold direct. It's not sold through Steam, which always put me off.
Yeah, I think I did. It wasn't cheap. It was, but...
Probably crypto mining in the background or something.
Yeah, that's it. It wasn't cheap. I think I tried to buy it on my credit card, but I think it came through a security checking that it was me buying, and I never responded to it, so the payment didn't get approved. And I'm just like, no, I just can't be asked. No. But yeah, Sean says it's similar in respect that, you know, you all get put into the same map with randos and stuff, but Tarkov is a lot more hardcore and with a sound design and picking players off across the map, which the map's not really sort of designed for in the cycle review. It's like a lot more close quarters. So, yeah, I don't know. If it's free, I might pick it up, but I don't know.
Free to play, isn't it, when it comes out? It's not out till next year, but it's going to be a free to play game. So,
okay.
We'll see how they monetize it, is the thing, isn't it?
I'll download it, and if other people want to start playing it, I'll jump in and do badly for them and get them killed.
Okay, gents. Well, is there anything else that we need to do? We've got 20 minutes left. Do we need to keep the podcast going, or should we shut down and someone can stream out the last bit?
I'm happy to do a bit more streaming.
You're going to jump in onto your truck?
No, I'm too tired to do that now. I don't know. I'll have a look. I might do a bit of Warzone.
Right.
Ooh.
Oh, someone's perked up.
Okay.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, look, let's wrap up and just say thanks to everyone who supported us for Extra Life. We really appreciate it. Dave, you've got the wrap up to do.
Yeah. So I'd just like to say thank you very much for listening to the Sealed Podcast. Thank you to everyone who has donated to Extra Life. You still can donate. I think the next couple of days, a link is still on our Twitter and on our Twitch. Yeah, it's on our Twitch. If you'd like to ask us any questions or get involved, please contact us either on Twitter at Sealed Podcast, email us at sealedpodcast@gmail.com, or join us on our Discord server. A link used to be pinned to Twitter.
I'll repin it at some point.
It will be repinned shortly over the next couple of days. Or you can go back through our Twitter, probably one of the first ones from the Sealed Podcast. It'll be there. We have YouTube and Twitch channels. You might be listening to us already on Twitch and watching us, our beautiful faces. And we will be uploading our streams to YouTube when Neil can be bothered to.
Because it's, Ooh, that's really me.
It's not Neil's job. It's everybody's job.
I've got no idea.
With your own streams. If you want to up your streams to YouTube, you have to do your own ones.
Yeah, that's fair. Oh, fuck, I need a token. Right, carry on.
Okay. All right, okay. Well, if that's everything, then once again, thank you very much for watching. We'll be back with episode 100 next week. I don't know whether we're going to do a live one for that, or maybe we will. Friday night. We'll talk about it in the next day or two.
And yeah, if we hadn't missed one the other week, this would have been number 100.
That would have been worked out, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Oh, well, there you go. Anyway, we've done good to get this far. Okay. All right. Baron von Glauer is there. Congrats on a job. Well done, boys. Great cause. Thank you very much, Baron. We appreciate it. Appreciate your support from everyone. So until Dave's going to carry on the stream, and then until next time, we'll catch you later.
Thanks.
Yeah.